Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord. We have an opportunity to hear your word again. The Bible says, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word brings light. Let that light shine this morning and glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says,
amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. I know some people like to hear stories. I don't like to tell stories too much when I preach, but every so often I'll tell a good story from the Bible. You know, so I'm going to tell you a good story from the Bible this morning, and I'm going to be preaching on, be it unto me according to thy word. Amen, somebody? Now, that's be it unto me according to thy word. I'm going to tell you a story from, Luke chapter 1. Now, at the end of this also, I believe that God, predestined you to be here to hear this message. Because I know that God is going to do something special for you. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 31. Now, this is the story that I'm going to tell you this morning. Of course, I'm sure that many of you know this story. The story of the young virgin Mary, how she was conceived by the Holy Ghost and all that, but before she got the word, the Bible had already prophesied many hundreds of years before they arrived. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. You're going to find that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7. And let me read that to you from verse 14 before we go over here to the book of Luke. This is the prophecy that we are going to look at today. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Isaiah 7 and 14. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel. So that was the prophecy. Now turn back to Luke chapter 1, and let's see what happened here. Now in this story, of course, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, was Mary's cousin, and so on. She herself needed a miracle from God, and finally, she got a miracle. So let's start reading this story. The part that I want to read is going to be from verse 31. Now, of course, the angel visited Mary, and here's what she said. Verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. And I get amen on that. If any of these things, make your heart glad, you are free to shout. I love the fact that, they put his name right there. Amen? And there is no other name given among heaven, or we under heaven or among men, whereby we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And it shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and so forth, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And God, so when God sent the angel to give Mary this message, here's what she said. Mary said, how shall this thing be? How is this thing going to happen? Because I don't know a man. She's not even married. She hasn't been with any man. How am I going to get pregnant? Hello? Because, up until that time, since the world began, it has never been known or heard that a woman got pregnant without being with a man. It's never been known. You know, so she said, well, but the angel said to her, look, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that thing also, that holy thing that thou shalt, you know, that shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. But he went on to say to her, look, and behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she also has conceived a son in her age. And this is the 6th month with her, you know, of whom it was told that she was called barren. Now, listen to this. This is the 6th month of the woman being pregnant who was called barren. And the angel went on to say to her, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. No, well, you know, nothing shall be impossible with God. Now, Mary said unto the angel, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Now, this is where I'm going with this message this morning. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And so the angel departed. Well, that's what he was waiting for. The angel was waiting for her to say, to make that statement. Amen? Praise God. Now, of course, God knew the woman that was going to believe the Lord. You know, because this was destined in God's eternal purpose that it would be so. So God found the right person that will believe the word of God. Now, when Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, you know, and she was so excited and so forth, as soon as she got even close to Elizabeth, the baby jumped in the womb of Elizabeth. And Elizabeth said unto her, you know, how come? Now, nobody told Elizabeth anything yet. But, you know, listen to what she said. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, this is verse 41, that the baby lived in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you make some declarations. You say some things that nobody knows, you know, what you're talking about. But it's the Holy Ghost. And this woman said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Nobody told her anything, you know. And why, you know, when is this, you know, that, you know, the mother of my Lord, you know, should come to me. You know, the Holy Ghost was speaking through her. And she said, verse 45, listen to this. This is the, you know, there are two things that I'm going to emphasize here this morning. You know, the first one is, be it unto me according to thy word, O Lord. And the second one is in this verse 45. And she said unto her, and blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, I want everybody to say, there shall be a performance. Come on, say, there shall be a performance. Now, listen to this. Blessed is she that believed. He or she, doesn't matter. Blessed is the person that believes, because there shall be a performance of those things that are told you from the Lord. Now, has God told anybody anything in here this morning? Or prior to today? Whether the promise that you found in the word of God, or whether God's revealed word unto you, I'm going to show you some things in the scriptures of people that God told certain things, you know, and so on. You know, now God, this is the way that faith works. If the word of God is not mixed with faith in your heart, it doesn't do any good. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, we are told that the word that was spoken to them did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in their hearts. When the word of God is not mixed with faith, it cannot produce anything. It cannot produce the miracle result that God intended it to. Amen? But when you believe the word of God, then there shall be a performance of those things that God has spoken. But first, you must believe. Now, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, The evidence of things not seen. Now that is one man's definition of faith. You know, faith, he said, is a substance. So faith is not abstract. You know, faith is the very substance behind anything that you are hoping for. Well, we have taught faith, you know, every which way you want to hear it from this place. And we know that your faith, in order to be valid, must be based on the Word of God. You cannot just have faith in itself. Faith, to be valid, must be based on the Word of God. And I have, you know, we have spoken, the ministers of God have spoken on this platform concerning faith. And I remember the message we preached on the specs of faith, where you must see the promise of God in the Bible, where you must be persuaded about the promise of God, where you must embrace it for yourself, and where you must confess it for it to come to pass. Amen. Now, there shall be a performance of those things that are spoken unto you by the Lord. Now, when God speaks, this is my own definition of faith. Okay? I'm going to give you my own definition of faith. The writer of the book of Hebrews, he gave you a very nice definition. You know, I'm going to give my own definition. My own definition is very simple. God said it, that settles it. Amen? That's my own definition of faith. If God said it, that settles it. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. Now, your faith, in order for it to really bring forth results, must move from hope into evidence. Now, hope is something for the future. The Bible says that very clearly in Romans chapter 8. Why can we hope for something that we already have? We don't hope for something that we already have. We only hope for something that we are yet to have. But something that you already have, why does a man yet hope for it? You don't need to hope for something that you already have. So when you start hoping and believing something that God promised, which may be future, that must move into evidence. Now, evidence is not future. Evidence is something that you have now or something that's already happened. If you go to the court of law and they're trying to show the evidence, you cannot have evidence of something that has not yet happened. Amen? Hello, everybody. You cannot have evidence of something that has not yet happened. You can't present evidence of something. Say somebody, you know, committed a crime or somebody hasn't committed a crime. Let's put it that way. Somebody hasn't committed a crime and you're going to present the evidence that they haven't committed a crime. It's absurd. You know, you can only present the evidence that has already happened. You know, now, faith is now. Hello, somebody. Faith is not future. Faith is now. The Bible says, you know, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, when you pray, believe. That's at the time you pray, not future. You got to believe now. That's faith. Now, listen to this. Evidence is something that you already have. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, if you believe the word of God, your evidence is the fact that God said so. That's all it is. God said so, and that's good enough for me. The Bible says in the book of Numbers 23 and verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie. And he's not the son of man that he should repent of something that he has promised. Shall he speak and will he not do it? Shall he say something and will he not make it good? Hallelujah, somebody. God is not like other people. You know, that they can just say something and whatever and back away from it. You know, what God says he's able to make good. Amen. So for me, that God said it is good enough. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. In the book of Psalm 119 and verse 89, the Bible says, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. Or rather, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Well, the question is this though. Is it settled in your heart? Amen. Come on, people. Is the word of God settled in your heart? We know that the word of God is settled in heaven. But is it settled in your heart? Do you believe what God has said? There was a man in the Bible called Abraham. God gave him a promise that in the natural, you know, didn't look meaningful. You know, because he didn't even have a child. God said, you're going to be the father of many nations, and in you will all the evil peoples of the earth be blessed. And yet he didn't have a child. You know, but Abraham believed God. Hallelujah. He believed God. And he even changed his name to prove that he believed God. Amen, somebody. That's right. You know, he changed his name to Abraham, because God told him that. But he changed his name to Abraham, and I bet you his friends and the people around him ridiculed him, because he started calling himself father of many nations, even though he didn't have a child. And he went like that for 25 years, father of many nations, and he didn't even have a child. And he kept on believing God. But the word of God, once spoken, hallelujah, will sustain itself. Hallelujah. The word of God, once declared, will sustain itself. You know, the Lord will watch over that word, and he'll make sure it happens. Praise God. Now, the things that God speaks concerning his eternal purpose, you don't need to worry about it. He'll take care of it. You know, now, the things that God speaks concerning you, that's what I want to challenge you about this morning. You know, there are some things that God has spoken concerning you. Amen. And he's waiting, actually, as a matter of fact, the angels of God are waiting, you know, to see what you are going to do concerning the word of God. You know, if you believe and you begin to act like what the word of God says about you, then the angels of God begin to go into action on your behalf. To make sure. And God will say, now, I see that my daughter such and such is believing my word down there. I want you to go down there and make sure that it takes place like she's believing. Amen. Praise God. You say, is that me? Well, absolutely. He'll make sure he'll send. The Bible says the angels of God are ministering spirits. They are sent forth to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. So God sends them forth to make sure and to do certain things and to make sure that the word of God that you are believing comes to pass. In the book of Psalm 103, verse 20, he says, the angels of God that excel in strength. Hallelujah. The angels of God that excel in strength, they are hearkening to the voice of his word. They are waiting, those mighty strong angels, they are waiting to hear you pronounce God's word. And when you can pronounce the word of God like God says, they go into action. You know, now, you must say what God's word says about you, not what you think. Amen, people? Let me say that again. You must declare what God's word declares, not what you think. Your body might feel sick, and indeed you might be sick. You might have all kinds of things wrong with you. But you got to declare the word of God. The Bible says, you know, Mary, she looked, she said, look, this thing has never been. But, you know, the angel explained to her, said, don't worry about that. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. And the minute she heard power of the Holy Ghost, she said, that's good enough for me. Amen, somebody. The minute she heard the power, look, the power of a Holy Ghost must come upon you in order to birth the miracle in your life. There's no other way. Especially the things that people say are impossible. Well, of course, you know, there's no such thing with God. Amen? Praise God. There is no such thing as impossible with God. In fact, you know, if you have never heard, you know, that something has been done before, that's just because you've never heard. You know, perhaps it's already been done somewhere else and you didn't hear about it. But even if it has never been done before, I don't care if it has been done or has not been done before. Amen? If God says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Now, there are people in the Bible besides Mary that experience things in you know, in on the face of this earth that had never happened before. But that didn't stop them from believing God. Now, there is nobody that is sitting in this room today that needs something that God has never done before. Let me just make that plain right now. You need healing, God's done it. Hallelujah. You know, and I don't care what disease it is that you have, God's already healed somebody that had that kind of disease. But I'm saying that even if it has never happened before, amen, somebody. Those are the kinds of people that God is waiting for who can challenge their faith. God wants somebody who can say, I believe God. No matter whether it has been done before, and no matter whether it hasn't been done before. Praise God. It had never been said or done upon the face of the earth since then, I mean before then, and even after that, that somebody would have and give birth to a child, you know, a woman that had never been with a man. One time and one time only. But that didn't stop Mary from believing. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you another story in the book of Joshua chapter 10. It's a long story, so I'm not going to go into all of it. But it's an interesting story. But in the midst of the battle, when Joshua went to help some people, and the sun was going down, and the moon was going down, in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12, Joshua spake to the Lord when he went up against the Amorites in the presence of all the children of Israel. And he said, no, up until that time, nobody's ever heard that anybody commanded the sun to stand still. Nobody's ever heard that anybody commanded the moon to stand still. These were ordinances that God set in place since Genesis. And God said, let there be, let these things be for signs, let them be for wonders. And that's the way they be. You know, let them be for seasons and for years and for days and nights. That's the way they be. Nobody's ever heard that somebody commanded something to cease that God already put into motion. Nobody ever heard of it. But that didn't stop Joshua. Amen. Amen, people. When he needed a few extra hours of daylight to finish the work, he said to the Lord in the presence, he didn't go to the corner to say it, he said in the presence, in the hearing of everybody, thou sun, stand still. Thou moon, stand still over there. I need to get some work done here. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that God, my goodness, hearkened to the voice of Joshua like he had never done before. God is looking for somebody that can say the impossible. Now, that's impossible in the realms of men only. Yes. If you can say something that is impossible in the realm of men, now stand back after you say it and let God, hallelujah, let God bring it to pass. Praise God. You know, well, I mean, if all those kinds of things can happen, how much less things that God has already done repeatedly. God's already healed people repeatedly. Praise God. It is no secret what he has done for others. What he has done for others, he will do for you. God is not a respecter of persons. But in every nation, anybody that feareth the Lord, he shall be accepted of him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they believed, these people believed God. You know, they dared to believe. It was revealed unto them by faith that these things are possible. Even though it has never happened before, they have never heard of it. But they believe God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let's go back to Luke and read the story of somebody. You know, somebody in Luke chapter 2. His name was called Simeon. In the book of Luke chapter 2, still back to the story of how Jesus was born and all of that. Then when he was finally born, Joseph and his mother Mary took him into the temple, you know, for to accomplish, you know, all those things that they normally do and so forth like that. You know, now listen to verse 25 of Luke chapter 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was a just and devout man. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. That's that Holy Ghost again. There is nothing that's going to happen that's great upon this earth unless the Holy Ghost moves first. Amen. Yes. Amen, somebody. Yes. In the beginning, the Holy Ghost had to move upon the face of the deeps. Yes. You know, anything that's going to be great, that's going to happen, the Holy Ghost must move first yes. in your life. Hallelujah. Now, this man, the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord Christ. Now everybody had heard the prophecy about the Messiah coming. Well, you know, but there was one man. Hallelujah, somebody. There was one man, little known of him, but there was one man that believed that he was going to wait and he would not die until he saw the Christ. Because it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. And every day he went to the temple and he believed God. And he will go into that temple and say, Lord, I thank you because my eyes shall see your salvation. I will not die until my eyes see your salvation. Every single day, he went to the temple for years and years and years. And then one day, they brought this little boy. Hallelujah. They brought this little boy, just a few days old, brought him into the temple. You know, my. And that Holy Ghost stirred up in this man, Simeon. And he said, yes. Hallelujah. Now, O Lord, let thy servant depart in peace. Because now my eyes have seen your salvation. Can somebody say amen? Amen. This man, he was revealed unto him. Now, nobody else in his generation believed it. You know, nobody else were even expecting it. But this man, he believed that the Christ was coming. And he looked for him every day. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time. Hallelujah, somebody. If you are looking for Christ, has it been revealed unto you that Jesus is coming again? You know, I'm not talking about, you know, what is written in the Bible. You know, all these things were written in the, you know, in the Old Testament. You know, that Christ was coming and so forth like that, my righteous servant, and all the things that Isaiah prophesied, it was written there. But they did not believe it because it was not revealed unto them. Now, I'm not talking about things that are written in the Bible, you know. But I'm talking about, do you believe what God has said in this word? Not just because it is written in the Bible. A lot of people read the Bible. A lot of people read the Bible. And yet they are still sitting in darkness. Their lives are not transformed. A lot of people read the Bible and yet they are not healed. A lot of people read the Bible and yet they are not saved. It must be revealed to you by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. But this man, it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost. That he would not see of death. He won't see death at all until the Christ came, and until he saw the Christ, and he kept believing it, and he kept, you know, saying it, and professing it, and God honored his faith. Amen. Now I want to read a couple of scriptures to you here. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 32. Now, whether or not you have heard about the thing being done before, whether or not, you know, anybody has reported, you know, such thing, it doesn't matter. Listen to this. For ask now of the days that are past, Deuteronomy 4 and 32, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and asked from one side of heaven unto the other, whether there had been any such thing as this great thing done that, you know, or had been heard like it, you know. So, even if it hasn't been done, so what? Even if it hasn't been said. Now, if God said it, that's good enough. Amen. It doesn't matter. You don't need any precedents. You know, not ruler, but something that happens before another. You know, you don't need to say that this thing has happened before, you know, in order for you to believe that God can do what he said he would do. It doesn't matter. Because the Lord says in the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, chapter 43 and verses 18 and 19, he said, I will do a new thing. Don't even worry about the old things. Well, you know, I mean, if God is able to do new things, He can also do things that are common among men. Amen, amen, people. And vice versa. If He can do things that are common among men, He can also do new things, because our God is the living God. And with Him, nothing shall be impossible. Listen to Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4. And this thing is also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. Paul, he quotes the scripture that is in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 64 verse 4, it says, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen," and so forth. You know, what God has prepared for him that is waiting for him. You know, look, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, you know, and so forth. But the Bible says, "But God has revealed them to us by their spirit." You can read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. So when God revealed to you something by the Spirit of God, that ought to be good enough for you. And this word of God, this word that God has put down here, amen, it's the beginning of your miracle if you believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, but what if some did not believe? In Romans chapter 3 and verse 3, we are told that if some people do not believe what God says, what's that going to do to the word of God? Can I get somebody to answer that? Suppose some people do not believe. What if some did not believe? Shall the unbelief of them make the faith of God of none effect? If you don't believe, you know, you are doing yourself a disservice. You know, because you are the only one that's going to miss out. The faith of God remains the same. The word of God remains the same. In fact, the Bible says that Noah, hallelujah, you know, he moved by faith when God warned him, you know, and so forth like that. You know, of the destruction that was coming, he built an ark to the saving of his family. By the which act, see, by the which act, Noah's believing God condemned the rest of the world. Hello, somebody. That's right. Because Noah believed God, and God will always have a remnant. God will always have one person that will believe him. Now, when Noah believed God, the Bible says that, you know, he condemned the rest of the world. I want to read that to you in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So God is always going to ask somebody who's going to believe God. Yes. Now, is that going to be you? Are you the one that's going to believe God? Praise God. Well, you know, by the grace of God, I will believe the Lord. Amen? Now, I don't care if somebody else doesn't believe. You know, I don't even care if the whole world doesn't believe. Praise the name of Jesus. You know, the whole world didn't believe, but Noah believed, and he condemned the whole world. Now, so, you know, what are we saying by this message? Blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her by the Lord. You must believe God's word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in a little bit, we're going to minister this grace unto you. You know, the Bible does say also, though, that, look, you know, our God is a very present help. Amen? God is a very present help. Psalm 46 and verse 1. Our God is our strength and our, you know, He's our refuge and our strength. 46 and 1 Psalms. A very present help in the time of need and in time of trouble. Now, what does that mean? Very present. That's what I want to talk about, the present. You know, everything is presently known to God. Past, future, there's no such thing with God. You know, we just talk about those things because we are in the time element. For God, everything is in the present. Presently known to God. Hallelujah. So you don't need to be grasping at hope in the future. You can believe for God right now. Hallelujah. Today is a day of salvation. Listen to this in the book of Ecclesiastes. Here is what God has to say about the dimensions of faith. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it so that men should fear before him. Can I get an amen? Amen. That which has been. See, in other words, the things that are already been is now. That which has been is now. That's as far. That's the way it is with God. That which has been is now. And that, you know, which is to be has already been. And God required that which is past. Everything is in the presence, in the present tense with God. The thing that are already passed is already, is here with him. The things that are yet to be, as far as God is concerned, has already been. Amen? Amen. Declaring the end from the beginning. If you can only believe, you know, then all things will be possible to you, you know, just like all things are possible with God. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to say this. You know, you can come for prayer today, this morning, or you can come for a miracle. The choice is yours. Some people go for prayer. I'm sure. And they get prayer. And then you get prayer. And then you get some more prayer. And then you get some more prayer. You know. And then next week, maybe you get some more prayer. Maybe next year, you get some more prayer. Maybe you go to another crusade, you get some prayer. You know. Well, that's not what I want to do here this morning. I want you to receive your miracle. Amen. Not just prayer. Amen. Receive your miracle. And here is how it starts. I want you to say, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word. That's how it starts. You know, if you are sick, I want you to say, Lord, I know that I have been healed. Because the Bible says, by whose stripes ye were already healed. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. You are already healed. Whose stripes? You are already healed. And that's what you have to declare to yourself. Amen? You have to declare that you are already healed. Now, if you need anything else from the Lord, there's a catch-all statement, you know, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. It says, my God shall supply all your needs according, that's right, remember that word again, be it unto me, according, you know, so my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your salary, not according to your job, not according to what you have or you don't have, but according to his word and according to his riches in glory. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, now there are some things in the word of God that God has given us the privilege, you know, to be partners with him. You know, and if you can only believe, and if you can only declare what God's word says about you, your miracle can be yours. Amen. Today. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want, after this service, there should not be a sick person in here. Amen. After this service. Now, of course, this is not mind over matter. No. This is believing the word of God, what he says about you. And declaring his word. Amen. Amen. The word of God, that's what God watches over. Not your feelings. In fact, the Bible says that the just shall live by his faith and not, you know, by sight. Not by what you feel, Not by what the doctors tell you, not by what you think is going on inside your body, but by what the Word of God declares. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, I want to tell you that that is so powerful. You know, if you can just stand up and say, I believe God, I believe the Word of God, no matter what the enemy is going on, you just push that word. Praise God. You know, hallelujah. And the Word of God, you know, the Bible says, you know, cannot return unto him void. It is as if the rain should fall down from heaven. That's it. It's not going to go back up there. No. He said, the word, my word that I have spoken shall not return unto me void. But it is going to prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. And it is going to accomplish my purpose in your life. Hallelujah. Now, these are fundamental things here this morning. You know, some of you may already have heard this kind of preaching many times over. But I want you to say today, I just want you to say, I know that there shall be a performance of those things that the Lord has spoken concerning me in my life because I believe the Word of God. No matter what situation you are in today, praise God. I want you to say, there shall be. Now, and let me put it to you this way, actually. You know, this is the report, you know, that comes before the Lord, so to speak. You know, because the Lord, he asked the angels, you know, they go up and down and so forth. They come back and report. You know, they are called the holy watchers. You know, and then the Lord say, well, what's going on down there? And they say, all is at rest. Or they may not say all is at rest, you know. They may say, well, you know, she's believing God, you know, and we are doing things and so forth, you know. Or they may not say, well, we don't know what she's doing because you don't believe anything, you know, and so forth like that, you know. So, which one is it going to be? What is going to be the testimony that God or the angels have concerning you? I mean, can God say of you, like he said to Abraham, I know him, that he's going to believe the Lord and he's going to command his family after me? Can God say of you that I know him or her that she will believe every word of God? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, and sometimes the Bible says the word of God is tried. The word of God in your life will be tried. You know, amen? Amen. Praise God. And when you believe in God, you know, sometimes that, you know, seemingly all hell breaks loose. You know, I mean, you're believing God for something, all hell breaks loose. You know, remember the message, bitter waters made sweet. These people, they didn't have any water. They were believing God for water and so forth. And they were believing, you know, they're hoping, you know. And then finally they got to the place where the water was, but the water was bitter. You know. But will you continue to believe or will you start murmuring against God? Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Will you start to believe or will you start to murmur against God? Because God, you know, he needed to weed out all those murmuring bunch. He needed to get rid of them. So he held back some things. Amen? That's right. He'll hold back some things just to see what material you're made of. Whether you can say, though the fig tree does not blossom, though there be no herd in the vines, though everything collapse around me, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And yet will I praise the name of the Lord my God. Can you say that like Habakkuk said? Can you say it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I know that God is able to do all things. I'm going to prove it to you in a few minutes. So that's not about that. You know, God is able to do all things. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But what if he doesn't do it for you? Will you still believe God?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What if God doesn't give you that thing that you are asking God for? You know. What if you don't get it? Will you start murmuring against God? Well, and how do you know that you are still not going to get it? It took Abraham 25 years. You know, he could have said after the first week that God gave him the promise, well, I don't know about this promise. God's not doing anything. You know, I better pack up shop and go do something else. You know, but he kept believing God. Hallelujah. He kept believing God. You know, so I don't want you to ever think, well, God didn't do, you know, what I asked. Maybe he hasn't done it yet. Amen. You don't know that he didn't do it because God never has an end. Amen. There's no end to God. You can't close the book and say the end, you know, concerning God. There's no such thing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Sometimes when I read my published Bible, I read it and I put the end and I like to scratch that off. There's no such thing as the end in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
There's no such thing as the end of God. If he hasn't done something yet, he can do it the next minute. He can do it the next day. He can do it the next time. But you must keep believing God. Hallelujah, somebody. Let's stand to our feet in here this morning. And I want you, if you need a miracle, I want you out here. Now, not exactly if you want prayer, you know. I mean, we pray for a lot of people and so forth like that. If you want prayer, well, we may pray for you also. But if you need a miracle, this is beyond prayer. You know, this is the one that you say, I need a miracle. And I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you need a miracle, you need a miracle here this morning. I am going to declare the word of God. And you must believe the word of God. I have already shown you how that you must believe the word of God in the scriptures in order for these things to happen. But I am going to declare to you the word of God this morning by the Holy Ghost. Now, if you can believe God, hallelujah, all things are possible to him that believes. Hallelujah. If you agree with that statement, give the Lord a hand clap. Now, you know your situation and you know your own, you know your own heart. Do you know what you are believing God for and so on? Some of you are in here for healing. Some are in here for some other reasons. But whatever it is that you are in here for, you know, it's all the same to God. He can heal you of diabetes. He can heal you of parasites. He can heal you of a headache. He can heal you of a back pain. You know, he can heal your finances. You know, he can heal your marriage. He can heal your situation with your children. He can heal anything. They don't call him the healer for nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, he can do all these things and much more for you. If only you can believe. Praise God. Now, Mary believed God. And so it was done. Because she believed God, the word that she believed became flesh inside of her. Hello, somebody. Mary believed God, and that word was made flesh inside of me. How many of you ever thought that? You may have read that scripture, the word became flesh and dwelt among. No, that word was made flesh inside of Mary. It wasn't made flesh in everybody. It was Mary that believed God. And that word was made flesh inside of Mary. Not inside of those bunch of people that didn't believe anything about God. That word didn't make flesh in their lives. That word became flesh inside of Mary. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe God, if you believe and receive the word of God in here this morning, that word will become flesh inside of you. That means your body is connected with the word of God. You become one with the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In fact, if you believe God, your prayer life will change. You won't be saying, oh Lord, you know, maybe it is your will, maybe it won't your will. You know, you will speak what the word says. Hallelujah. You will say, I know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise God. And I know that the Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. And even when my head is bowed down, when my soul is in pain, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. You will confess the word of God to yourself. You will say to your soul, my soul, why art thou disquieting within me? I will yet praise the glory of the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. You will believe the word of God, and then the word of God will begin to go into motion. Never mind God's part. don't worry about God's power. You know, the Bible says the foundation of God standeth sure. It's always a two-part covenant. Having this seal, God knows them that are his, but let those who name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. There's always two parts. Two parts to it. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, here is the scripture that I want you to latch onto today. The Bible says, and they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto their death. Now, I want to tell you, saints of God in here this morning, that the blood of the Lamb, the part of that scripture that has to do with the blood of the Lamb has already been fulfilled. That's done. Finished. Because Jesus hung upon the cross and he said, it is finished. He already did that part. That's done. The way that you overcome the devil has several components in it. Three components. One, the blood of the Lamb. Two, the word of your testimony. And three, not loving your life unto the death. That means, you know, I am identified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, the part about the blood is finished. But where is the word of your testimony? Where is the word of your testimony here, folks, this morning? Can you testify? Can you say what God is saying about you? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you say what God is saying? Can you say, Mama, can you say what God is saying about you? Because God says you are healed.
Yes.
But you still think you are not healed. Huh? The doctor tells you you are not healed. But God tells you you are healed. Whose report are you going to believe? The doctor even tells you you cannot travel. You know, and all of these things. Because you are this and that. You know. But Jesus says, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Yeah.
Hello, people. Yeah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I want you to lift up your hands, ma'am. Just lift up your hands like this. Do you believe that God has healed you?
Yes.
I want you to say, Jesus has healed me.
Jesus has healed me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has healed me.
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 Jesus has healed me. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Now, Lord, move upon her body. The Holy Ghost, move like you always do. Heal first her mind. Let her believe the word of God. Jesus, heal her body also. Heal every part in her organs. The lungs and her system, her breathing system. Heal.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, it is finished.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord shed his blood already. Never mind what the devil says. Just believe the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the Lord, he brought you here today so you can be healed of all this.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. This is the house of God. And the Bible says, my house shall be the house of prayer for all nations.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know, one time the Lord, he said, ought not this daughter of Abraham be healed on this Sabbath day, who has suffered and been bound all these years?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to lift up your hands.
Thank you, God.
Do you believe? You believe? I know you believe. Do you believe that Jesus already healed you?
I believe that.
You believe that he healed you?
I believe God.
You believe that he already paid the price?
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. You believe that he shed the blood for you?
I believe that.
Hallelujah. Now, the word of your testimony is this. I am healed by the blood.
I am healed by the blood of Jesus.
I am healed by the blood of Jesus.
I am healed by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, every spirit that has bothered you, all these things, you know, your lungs, your diabetes, your kidneys, and all of these things, you know, this is the work of the spirit of infirmity. This is the enemy that is doing this. God wants you to be completely whole.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a new day is starting for you today.
Amen.
Now lift up your hands and let's pray. Jesus, start, oh Lord. I know you've already done it. But I say it so that you can believe. I know you heard me already. Now, Lord Jesus, let the work of righteousness, the work of healing, hallelujah, be made manifest in this mother body in Jesus' name. Heal her lungs. Heal her kidneys. Heal the conditions in her body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke the diabetes. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Bible says how God anointed the Lord Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Now, the word of God that we have declared this morning, I command it to take effect in your life as you believe it and as you confess it. Let it take effect in your life in Jesus' mighty
name.
Hallelujah. Now, the Lord, he's going to wipe away all those sorrows.
He's
going to wipe away your tears.
Thank you for wiping away all
your
tears.
I know you've been through a lot of those things and so forth.
Thank you, God.
But the Lord, he's going to bring a new day in your life.
Thank you for a new
a
day.
A new day.
Thank you for a new day.
That's right. Thank you for a new day.
Thank you for a new day.
Thank you for a new day. Hallelujah.
Thank you for a new day.
Thank you for a new day. She said.
Thank you for a new day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for a new day.
God, thank you, Jesus. Give a lot of praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. How you doing, sir? Praise God. You believe the word of the Lord here this morning that we spoke?
Yes, I do.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and let's believe God together. Hallelujah. Now, you came in here downcast and so forth like that, but the Lord, he says, I am the burden lifter.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord will lift everything and he'll heal every sickness and he'll heal every disease in that body, in your mind as well. And it will give you the assurance of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, let the mercy of God move over him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
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 Now, the Bible says, sir, that they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. I want you to plead the blood of the Lamb upon yourself. I want you to say, I plead the blood of Jesus upon myself.
I pray the blood of Jesus upon myself.
That's right. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Now, I want you to claim your healing according to the word of God. Not what you think, but what the word of God says. By whose stripes ye were already healed. I want you to say, I thank you, Lord, for healing me.
I thank you, Lord, for healing me.
I thank you for setting me free.
I thank you for setting me free.
Lord Jesus, you heard his words. Thank you for doing it. Is there anybody in the church that can say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe the word of God that we spoke here this morning?
I do.
Can you say the Lord is my redeemer?
The Lord is my redeemer.
My glory and the lifter up of my head.
My glory and the lifter up of my head.
Yes, lift up your head and lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord and let the King of glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let him come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Move upon him, Lord, by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And come into him, O Lord.
Amen.
And meet every need.
Amen.
Even as he declares the word of God for himself. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word of God says that blessed is she that believeth, because there shall be a performance of those things that she has believed. I know you believe God. You believe God, ma'am?
Yes.
The Lord grant you according to your own heart's desire.
Amen. Amen.
The name of the Lord God defend you.
Amen.
Send you help out of his sanctuary.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the Lord, he is good. Amen.
All the time.
Hallelujah. You believe the word of God?
Of course I do.
Here this morning?
Yes.
I want you to raise your hands up and say, Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
You know, one man in the Bible, he said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou, O Lord, my unbelief.
Yes.
I want you to say that, Lord. Any part of me that is yet unbelieving, help me, Lord.
Any part of me that is yet unbelieved, help me believe, Lord.
Let me believe 100% your word.
Let me believe 100%, O Lord.
Let it be unto me according to your word.
Let it be unto me according to your word.
For as I have believed, so I have spoken.
For as I have believed, as I have so spoken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you have given me this.
Hallelujah.
The strength for the calling.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. You know the Lord. He heard you even before you came out here.
Of course.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
The Bible says they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Now, the Lord wants you to speak only as he speaks. Declare only what he declares. Echo only his voice. Echo only his word, and it shall be well with your soul. It shall be well with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord shall be the rising of the sun unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The brightness of the noonday.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Grant him, Lord.
Amen.
According to his desires.
Amen.
In Jesus. Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. How are you doing, sister? Lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. The Bible says, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that are declared unto her by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you believe the Lord in here this morning, I declare unto you by the word of the Lord, that the Bible says, therefore shall the ransom of the Lord return unto Mount Zion with everlasting joy on their foreheads.
Amen.
The Lord will wipe away the sorrow.
Amen.
He will take away the grief.
Amen.
And he will put joy and a song of victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah in your heart in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father Lord, grant, O God, according to her heart's desire, miracles that she's believing God for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let your will be done in her life.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, move upon her. In the name of the Lord Jesus, overcame by the blood and by the word of your testimony. Now you must declare that word. You must let your spoken word match the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. Peace unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God. Hi, young lady. I know you love the Lord. Lord Jesus, move upon her mind and her soul and her spirit.
Amen.
Fill her with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let her be one set apart.
Amen.
In this wicked and adulterous generation.
Amen.
Let her be set apart.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. At a tender age.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let her heart be filled with the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Grant, O Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless
Hallelujah.
You both. I know the Lord hears you always. And you know the Lord has heard you too.
Amen.
Even before you came out here this morning. You know he's giving you the victory. Now I want you to say.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
He's given us the victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
His word is our word.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We stand by his
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Weapons of our warfare.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For the mighty by
Hallelujah.
By the pulling down
Amen.
Of all the strongholds.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless you for
Hallelujah.
You are good.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Now Jesus
yes.
says yes.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
To you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody can say no.
Thank yes. you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus says yes to you,
thank
brother.
You, yes.
Nobody can say no.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Confess the word only.
Oh,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for us. God gave you a journey, mercy. You came back safely.
Yes,
and the Lord has been good to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord will be even, you know, he will show himself even greater in your life as you believe.
Amen.
Just confess the word. I want you to say, I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I have the victory in the name of Jesus.
I have the victory in the name
Raise
of
your
Jesus.
Hand and bless the name of the Lord. Lord, grant her according to her heart's desire. And let your will be done. Let the kingdom of God be established in her heart.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap, folks. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the Lord bless you and cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord grant you the desires of your heart. Do you believe the Lord?
Yes, I do.
I want you to say it.
I believe in the
Lord. Hallelujah. She says, I believe the Lord.
Amen.
Now, Lord, let it be unto her according to the word that she has declared here this morning.
Amen.
She believes the word of the Lord. So, Lord, everything in her life that she's believing you for this morning, grant it.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Put your hands together, people. Hallelujah. Praise God, brother. How you doing? Praise the Lord. Let's believe the Lord together. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, you overcame the devil already by the blood of the Lord that's in your life.
Amen.
And he wants you to testify. He wants you to testify
Amen.
Of his goodness.
Amen.
Because the word of your testimony is the thing that puts the final nail in the devil's coffin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Say it here this morning. Say, I believe the Lord.
I believe the Lord.
I know he has done it.
I know he has done it.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost move
Amen.
Upon your life.
Amen. Yes.
Because nothing can happen except the Holy Ghost move.
Amen.
Move, Lord, by the Holy Ghost. And break down all the walls. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let the name of the Lord be glorified. The Bible says our God is a sun and a shield unto those that believe him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a praise in here this morning. Amen. Let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus. We believe the Lord together this morning. Now, you believe the Lord, sister, this
yes.
morning?
Yes.
You know the Lord is able?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want you to say, the Lord is able.
The Lord is able.
The Lord is my glory.
The Lord is my glory.
And the lifter up of my head.
And the lifter of my head.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Breaks every chain.
Breaks every chain.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hand and say, praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord
Jesus. Lord Jesus, move upon her this morning. Blessed is she that believes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
For there shall be a performance of those things that she believes from the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And blessed are you because you believe. And there shall be a performance of those things that you are believing from the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a praise here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Put up your hands, young man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, all of this may all seem strange to you, but the Lord loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you heard him, Lord. He said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to say the name of Jesus like you mean it. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Say it again.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Yes. Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, it shall come to pass.
Oh, yes.
That everyone that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Amen.
Now, Lord Jesus, thank you for setting him free.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the light
Thank you, Lord.
Of God in his life.
Thank you, Lord.
praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hand and praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says, overcome that devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony here this morning. Receive your miracle. Don't just believe for God to, you know, for do this or that, you know, see in other people's life. Believe it for yourself also. And don't just come for prayer. Receive your miracle.
Amen.
And everything that you are believing the Lord for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we pray for this young child also. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know the hand of the Lord is upon him for good already.
Amen.
And I shall know he will come upon him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to say, I believe.
I believe.
Therefore I have spoken.
Therefore I have spoken.
In the volume of the book.
In the volume of the book.
It is written of me.
It is written of me.
That I am more than a conqueror.
That I am more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give a lot of praise. Amen. Brother, I want you to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hand, brother. Let's believe the Lord together. Now, Lord, using him. From every infirmity that is in his body, every infirmity that is in his mind, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. Now, Lord, lift his mind up, O God,
amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let his mind believe the word of God,
amen.
Even as you have declared it unto him,
amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I will never leave you,
thank you,
nor forsake you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grant him, Lord,
amen.
Desires of his heart here, amen. This morning. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to just pray for both of you together. Lord Jesus, lift up your hands, both of you. Now, do you believe the Lord here this morning?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You didn't just come to church because your parents dragged you here.
No.
You want to serve the Lord yourself. Huh? You don't have to believe God for yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and believe God. You know, you're already named by the name of the Lord. Michael means who is like unto the Lord. That's what it means. There's nobody like him.
Oh, yes.
I am Alpha and Omega.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Now, move upon him, Lord.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God in his life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And move upon her as well, Lord.
Amen.
Let them be set apart.
Amen.
In this generation.
Amen.
Of darkness.
Amen.
Let them be light in their generation.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Take away every anxiety.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rest and peace upon you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You love the Lord. I know you do. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I know you're going for a field trip. You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, go with him.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Not only him, but everybody in his group.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, take them safely and bring them safely back.
Amen.
There shall no evil befall you.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
Now, God wants you to be a light. God
Amen.
Wants you to be separate.
Amen.
God wants you to be different.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Among whom you shine as lights in this crooked and this perverse world. That's what God wants you to be. Don't be like the rest of the world. Be like the light.
Amen.
Let your light so shine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That God, I know the Lord loves you.
Amen.
And I know you love the Lord. Move upon him, Lord, by your spirit. Amen. In Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. How you doing, sister? Praise God. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Oh, he knows what I want.
Oh, he knows. That's a good one. Praise God. Now lift up your hands and say, Lord, I believe the Lord.
Lord, I believe you.
I believe you, Lord.
I believe in Lord.
I know that my Redeemer liveth.
I know that my Redeemer liveth.
And I know, Lord, that your word is true.
Lord, I know your word is true.
It is written of your word concerning me.
It is written of your word concerning
He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world.
That is in me is greater than he that is in
And the Lord is the light of my life.
The Lord is the light of my life.
The Lord is my strength and my salvation.
The Lord is my strength and my salvation.
And nobody will I fear.
Upon nobody will I fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Lord, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing. upon her in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, sister. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know the Lord heard you already. Praise God. Just lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord. And I want you to declare the word of God only. Never mind what your mind says. Never mind what somebody else says. Just say what the word of God says about you. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, grant our Lord according to the desires of her heart. Move upon her, Lord, and let your will be done in her life.
Amen.
And the Lord's name be praised. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you waiting for prayer? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Well, Jesus. Praise God. You want to say thank you, Jesus? That's right. He said Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, no matter what you think, that name is powerful. And you said that name, and he got you now. That's right. That's right. He got you now. Lord Jesus, he's in your hands now. Hallelujah. Losing him, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Work a miracle in his life. Above only. You will not be beneath. You will be above. And the light of Jesus shall shine upon you. Praise God. God bless you too, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody put your hands together for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you. The name of the Lord God of Jacob defend you.
Amen.
Cause his goodness to pass before you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, Lord. Father, Lord, reveal your word to him more and more. Hallelujah. Let him be passionate.
Amen.
Hallelujah. About the word of God. Let it be like a treasure that he finds. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And Lord, we know that you will add all other things.
Amen.
Unto him that are in his heart.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus in here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to thank you for your patience. I know that service ran a little longer, but you know, we took time to pray for people. I think that's important. Amen. And I want you to go home declaring the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't need prayer again for whatever it is you prayed about today. It is done, say the Lord. You just got to confess the word of God. Praise God. Let's start to our feet as we close the service.